Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Brett Butler. Batting second. The second baseman, Julio Franco. Batting third. The left fielder, Joe Carter. Batting fourth. The DH, Andre Thornton. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Brooke Jacoby. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Pat Tabler. Batting seventh. The right fielder, George Vukovich. Batting eighth. The catcher, Butch Benton. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Johnny LeMaster. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Neil Heaton. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Scott Fletcher. Batting second. The first baseman, Tom Pachyoruk. Batting third. The right fielder, Harold Baines. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Ron Kittle. Batting fifth. The catcher, Carlton Fisk. Batting sixth. The DH, Jerry Hairston. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Luis Salazar. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Tim Hewlett. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Ozzie Guillen. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Britt Burns. And now, play ball. Brett Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butler hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Pachyoruk settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franco strikes out. Two outs. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Scott Fletcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fletcher hits a fly ball into left field. Carter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tom Pachyoruk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pachyoruk hits a fly ball into left field. Carter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines hits a pop-up towards the mound. Heaton settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton strikes out. One out. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacoby hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guillen can't make a play. That's a base hit. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabler hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Jacoby moves to second. George Vukovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vukovich hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guillen fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ron Kittle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kittle hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Franco misplays the ball. That's an error on Franco. Kittle moves to second. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Butler. Fisk reaches second base with a double. Kittle scores. That run is unearned. It's 1-0, White Sox. Jerry Hairston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Fisk. The throw from Benton and he is safe. Fisk steals third. Jerry Hairston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hairston takes first base on ball four. Luis Salazar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salazar hits a fly ball into center field. Butler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Fisk tags and scores. One out. It's 2-0, White Sox. Tim Hewlett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hewlett hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Vukovic, who is chasing the ball. Hewlett reaches third base with a triple. Hairston goes all the way around to score. It's 3-0, White Sox. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guillen bunts towards the mound. Heaton fields it and throws to first for the out. Hewlett scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 4-0, White Sox. Scott Fletcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fletcher is 0-for-1 in the game. Fletcher hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jacoby fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Butch Benton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Benton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guillen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny LeMaster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LeMaster strikes out. Two outs. Brett Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butler is 0-for-1 in the game. Butler strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Tom Paciorek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paciorek is 0-for-1 in the game. Paciorek hits a fly ball into right field. Vukovic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 0-for-1 in the game. Baines hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Butler. Baines reaches second base with a double. Ron Kittle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kittle is 0-for-1 in the game. Kittle is called out on strikes. Two outs. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Fisk hits a fly ball into right field. Vukovic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franco is 0-for-1 in the game. Franco hits a pop-up towards short. Guillen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 0-for-1 in the game. Carter strikes out. Two outs. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 0-for-1 in the game. Thornton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Fletcher fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jerry Hairston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hairston is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Hairston takes first base on ball 4. Luis Salazar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salazar is 0-for-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Salazar hits a pop-up towards short. LeMaster settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tim Hewlett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hewlett is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. he's got one RBI. Hewlett hits a pop-up towards third. Jacoby settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guillen is 0 for 0 in the game. He's got one RBI. Guillen hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Hairston moves to second. Scott Fletcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fletcher is 0 for 2 in the game. Fletcher strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacoby is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Jacoby hits a fly ball into right field. Baines settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabler is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Tabler hits a pop-up towards first. Patchy Orrick settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Vukovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vukovich is 0 for 1 in the game. Vukovich hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Butch Benton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Benton is 0 for 1 in the game. Benton hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Burns fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Tom Patchy Orrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patchy Orrick is 0 for 2 in the game. Patchy Orrick hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Butler. Patchy Orrick reaches second base with a double. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Baines hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Franco scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Patchy Orrick moves to third. One out. Ron Kittle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kittle is 0 for 2 in the game. Kittle hits a ball on the ground towards short. LeMaster can't make a play. That's a base hit. Patchy Orrick scores. It's 5 to nothing, White Sox. Rich Thompson now pitching. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Fisk hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jacoby fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Johnny LeMaster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LeMaster is 0 for 1 in the game. LeMaster is called out on strikes. One out. Brett Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butler is 0 for 2 in the game. Butler hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franco is 0 for 2 in the game. Franco hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hewlett fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jerry Hairston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hairston is 0 for 0 in the game. With two walks. Hairston hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Franco scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Luis Salazar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salazar is 0 for 1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Salazar hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jacoby fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tim Hewlett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hewlett is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Hewlett is hit by the pitch. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guillen is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Guillen hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Thompson can't make a play. That's a base hit. Hewlett moves to second. Scott Fletcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Benton for a passed ball. Hewlett moves to third. Guillen moves to second. Scott Fletcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fletcher is 0-for-3 in the game. Fletcher takes first base on ball 4. Tom Paciorek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paciorek is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Paciorek hits a pop-up towards the mound. Thompson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 0-for-2 in the game. Carter hits a fly ball into right field. Bain settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 0-for-2 in the game. Thornton hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hewlett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacoby is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Jacoby strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Dave Von Olin now pitching. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Baines hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ron Kittle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kittle is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Kittle hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Von Olin fields it and throws to first for the out. Baines moves to second. One out. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Fisk is walked intentionally. Jerry Hairston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hairston is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Hairston hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Baines scores. Fisk moves to second. It's 6-0, White Sox. Greg Walker pinch runs for Jerry Hairston. Luis Salazar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salazar is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Salazar hits a fly ball into center field. Butler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tim Hewlett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hewlett is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got one RBI. Hewlett hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Fisk scores. Walker moves to third. Hewlett moves to second. It's 7-0, White Sox. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guillen is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Guillen hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Walker scores. There goes Hewlett trying to get to home. Carter throws the ball into Benton who tags Hewlett, who's trying to score from second, for the out. It's 8-0, White Sox. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Darryl Boston now playing center field. Luis Salazar now playing left field. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabler is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Tabler hits a ball on the ground towards third. Fletcher fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. George Vukovic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vukovic is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Vukovic hits a fly ball into right field. Bain settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Butch Benton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Benton is 0-for-2 in the game. Benton strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Otis Nixon now playing center field. Scott Fletcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fletcher is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Fletcher takes first base on ball 4. Tom Paciorek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paciorek is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Paciorek hits a fly ball into center field. Nixon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Baines strikes out. Two outs. Darryl Boston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boston hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Fletcher moves to third. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Fisk hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jacoby fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Johnny LeMaster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LeMaster is 0-for-2 in the game. LeMaster hits a fly ball into right field. Bain settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Otis Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon is called out on strikes. Two outs. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franco is 0-for-3 in the game. Franco hits a fly ball into right field. Bain settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 8, and Cleveland Indians, 0. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.